You're listening to the audio production of Not That Fancy, Simple Lessons on Living, Loving, Eating, and Dusting Off Your Boots by Reba McEntire, published by Harper Celebrate and read by Reba with a little help from her friends.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Dolly Parton, and I'm here to talk about Reba. I first met Reba backstage at the Opry in 1977 when I made a surprise appearance. And then I spent time with Reba on award shows throughout the 1980s and actually got to go to her hometown in Oklahoma for Reba McEntire Day and rode in the parade, spent the whole day with her, got to meet all her family, all her friends, saw her high school and all of that. That was great. And, of course, I always loved Reba for every reason. We always kind of had the same hairdo at the same time without planning it that way. We always had a lot of similar clothes. A lot of the gowns that we used to love to wear without planning that either way. So we've been very similar in a lot of ways. And, of course, I got to spend a week with Reba doing her TV show, Reba, back in 2005, where I played a real estate girl. And, of course, Reba and I both grew up in rural areas, me in East Tennessee. She grew up, of course, in Oklahoma. And I do think that being brought up in rural areas like that with country people kind of gives you an edge to where you kind of understand people a little more than most people do if you've grown up in the city, you know, if you haven't had the same kind of values, that religious background, you know, those back home picnics and all that that a lot of people miss out on. So I do believe that that is something that kind of makes you a little different, kind of makes you a little more open, more family oriented when you're from the country like that, because you're just part of the rocks and the weeds, and in her case, the horses, because she's a big horse person. But anyhow, I always related to her, even though we didn't do the same things, we still lived out in the country, so we're country girls. And of course, when Reba's band got killed in a plane crash, which was the scariest thing I ever heard of, and I just felt so bad about that, and I'd come to know her so well. I mean, I tried to help her as best I could, you know, through the grief and all, and my band and I agreed that we should help her out, and so we offered up the band for her to do some other shows if and when she wanted to. And, of course, now Reba has a book with recipes and lifestyle tips, and I think you do that. People say, well, why you girls don't have time to cook? Well, that goes kind of back to what I was saying about being country people. You do know how to cook. You do learn how to cook when you're brought up in the country because you got to help with that. And so, of course, Reba has to have a book out about those kind of things. I know I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?